House Bill 2 will soon be off the books. The House just passed a repeal measure this past hour. That followed action by the Senate earlier today, which was relatively quick this morning. The House took a bit longer, about an hour and a half. Here's some of the debate in the House, both for and against. Republican Representative Brendan Jones of Columbus County urged lawmakers to vote for the bill because he says it keeps protections in place.
I ask today that you vote for this to keep the protection in North Carolina. It's been proven in this chamber today that this is trying not to happen. We're trying to be the Wild West, and we can't be that. Representative Harrison, you're correct. What side of the history do I want to be on? The right side.
Cecil Brockman of Guilford County urged lawmakers to vote against the bill.
Another reason why I cannot support this bill is there were no LGBT people at the table. Not one person in the LGBT community was at the table, was asked to be a part of this discussion. They were completely left out of the discussion. And when you're talking about an issue that affects LGBT people, you would think you would want to hear their opinion. You would think you would want to hear what they have to say about a particular issue, but we have chosen to ignore them.
The vote in the House was 70 to 48. I'm now joined by WFAE's David Borax. He's been following the repeal efforts today. So, David, what stood out to you from today's debates?
Well, Lisa, a couple of things. This was expected to be close by a lot of observers, but it ended up not being. The repeal bills passed in both houses pretty easily. The Senate debate earlier in the day was civil and quick and almost choreographed, I would say. It wasn't quite the same in the House. There was a lot of disagreement and back and forth, some personal attacks on each other. And I think there was not the same sense of, you know, this is a done deal and let's just get it passed in the House as there was in the Senate.
Yeah. So what were people saying specifically?
Well, just finished listening to the House debate, and, you know, the debate for and against it were going in different directions. You know, there is a cadre of folks in both chambers who don't like the idea of repealing HB 2. They like what it does. They believe that protections are needed for privacy and, you know, having the possibility that a man could be in a woman's bathroom is a big deal for them. There are other folks for whom, you know, that just doesn't make any sense, and they want the bill repealed in some way to, you know, to get rid of the law that they say is hurting North Carolina. Some of the debate surrounded the economic effects that are hurting North Carolina. You know, there's been companies that have chosen not to locate here. Some events, big sporting events by the NCAA and the NBA have been pulled out of North Carolina, and that's having an economic effect. And so there was an argument there that we need to do something. The arguments for passing this compromise kind of surrounded that, that we need to improve the state's reputation and get back on track.
So we know there were people against HB 2 in the first place, but also upset over today's legislation. Does this mean the fight is over?
We wish it would be, I suppose. It is over for now. You know, this bill was agreed upon ahead of time with Governor Cooper, and we're told that he's going to sign it. He's promised to sign it. So the compromise will work for now. It'll take HB 2 off the books. It'll put North Carolina back into the situation it was before this bill was passed, which was sort of a don't ask, don't tell situation where, you know, one of the key provisions surrounds the bathroom provision. And you know, what the situation we're back into now is that transgender people can go into whatever bathroom they want as long as they don't violate any of the other state laws against exposure and that sort of thing. So I think in that respect, this is over for now. But we know from folks on both sides that oppose the compromise that there's going to be a further fight in the future, and expect a lot of rhetoric in the coming days and possibly even some legal challenges to this one. You know, the HB 2 is being challenged in federal court, and that is still ongoing. If that goes away, I think we'll expect another challenge, especially from the advocates for LGBT people who say that this bill may, in fact, be unconstitutional.
So what are the problems with it specifically? It's not an absolute repeal, as you said.
Right. It's not the absolute repeal that the HB2 opponents were looking for. You know, it includes a clause that says only the state legislature can regulate who has access to bathrooms and locker rooms. And again, this is saying it's not local governments, state agencies, universities, or schools that can do this. It also prohibits local governments from amending or adopting ordinances that regulate private employment practices like the minimum wage or public accommodations. So this goes until 2020, and then there's a chance for a compromise in the future.
This is 90.7 WFAE News. Thank you, David.
Thank you.